If there's a new development in tech, he's on it. The Tech Report with Stephen Ambrose.
Stephen Ambrose, a very good morning to you. How are you?
I'm good, and yourself?
I am good, thank you. Bitcoins, boom or bust. I don't understand Bitcoin at all. I have tried, but I've kind of resigned myself to the fact that I don't think I ever will.
Well, Bitcoin is a very interesting phenomena, challenge, and investing conundrum, if you want to put it that way. And I'm not, okay, just quick disclaimer. I'm not invested personally at the moment in Bitcoin, and I'm not giving investment advice, but I'm talking technology here. But, cause you never know these days. We live in mad, mad, mad times. Real bottom line, Bitcoin is a cryptocurrency. In other words, it's a digital currency that has absolutely no connection to anything physical anywhere in the world. All currencies in the world have some connection to gold, to government guarantees, to infrastructure around the world related to the value of the currency. So they call fiat or old traditional currencies, and those currencies are generally underpinned by governments, underpinned by organizations, central banks, and they're managed by countries, they're managed by a whole host of regulation, and they're highly controlled globally. So the dollar, the yen, the pound, the tremendously resilient rand, all controlled by governments. And what happened many years ago, not that many in the scheme of things, is that this artificial currency, this currency that is based on something called cryptocurrency, which is based on blockchain, which is essentially simply a code which runs on very high-end computers, and they call it Bitcoin mining. And I mean, this is a bit of a Bitcoin one-on-one, but it makes sense when you understand what's going on down the road. And essentially, the algorithm that creates the Bitcoin has an absolute finite limit. So like any limited product in the world, as the demand increases, the price goes up. And as the number of Bitcoin in circulation slows, in other words, you can't mine anymore, you can't make anymore, the value goes up. That is fundamental economic theory, and it's simply supply and demand. However, we live in the real world where real politic reigns. And over the years, we've seen an incredible rise in Bitcoin. So those that bought Bitcoin back in the early 2000s or later 2000s and early 2010, 2011 era have made a fortune. But unfortunately, my sense is that this currency has no basis to exist other than technological coolness. And cool it is. But there is no reason to have Bitcoin. It's difficult to trade. It is controlled for the most part by Bitcoin exchanges where you can take money out of real money. And this is where it gets really fascinating. You have to use real money to buy Bitcoin, whether you build a computer that mines it and uses tons of electricity and runs for hours and hours, that costs huge money. And then ultimately you can maybe get a Bitcoin or less. Or you have to buy Bitcoin using real money. And that's where exchanges come in. And my sense is that right now there's a massive surge of Bitcoin. All the media, all the global press are hyping up Bitcoin, and it's approached nearly $19,000 of Bitcoin currently, which is insane. But if you look at the trends, and this is where I'm coming from. Bitcoin as an investment is good fun. It's very speculative, highly volatile, which is all the hallmarks of not great investing. So if someone's interested in Bitcoin, and in many cases, people have got caught up in Bitcoin get rich schemes, put R1 million into Bitcoin and will quadruple your money in 6 months, that type of thing. Simply put, the hype and the sheer enthusiasm of the tech industry, which happens to always seem to be coordinated around the world. All of a sudden, no one's heard of Bitcoin for 6 months. All of a sudden, it's booming, flying up. It's the boom before the bust. Simply put, people make money on it going down, make money on it going up, and it's the good old stockbroker roulette that we play. Spin the dial and hope that you land on red. That's about the best I can say about Bitcoin. It's not quite as simple as gambling, but it's pretty much the same in my opinion. Now, a lot of detractors are going to scream and shout that I don't understand it and it makes no sense and Bitcoin's the future of money. The simple fact is money is something that you and I use to buy goods and services. If you don't have trust and stability, in a currency. There's no way that currency is going to be a long-term holder of wealth. And if you're trying to invest for the future or make money, if you've got money to waste and you want to have some fun, great speculation. But if you've got money that you want to save, there's no quick route to riches. And I bring it up in my tech show because all the tech industry pundits are going nuts saying Bitcoin's heading for $100,000 and you're going to make an absolute fortune and now's the time to get in. I'm saying play if you wish, but be super, super cautious of something that's this crazy. Tomorrow a Bitcoin exchange could go out of business as they've done. Tomorrow all those guys that have been pushing and punting it and want to cash out into real currency are going to sell and Bitcoin will tumble as it's done again and again and again. Admittedly off a lower base or higher base. In other words, last time it tumbled, it didn't go back to where it was. It stayed high. But still, it's highly speculative. Mm-hmm. And don't let people fool you into thinking that this is the same as playing with stocks and bonds. There's hardly anything behind it in order to make
sense.
Yeah,
and I think that's the difference. When you look at a stock, you can look at the company, you can look at the leadership, you can look at the market, the product. There's so many things that you could actually look at to determine if this is something that is robust and sound. When it comes to Bitcoin, certainly I don't have a clue. And I guess
everyone
really
has a clue. I think everyone has a lot of fun, but there is nothing to base it on. What are the fundamentals?
And maybe if you do want to have fun, well, then go ahead and do that. But as long as you know and you keep a little bit of perspective around that. I think that's very, very smart, Stephen Ambrose. Thank you. As always, we'll catch you next week.